黑色，How long have you been up? And by up, I mean how long have you been staring at my drooling face? No, fuck, no, fuck, fuck, get away, I still have my retainer, no. Okay, get away, I'll hold my breath until you. Retainer breath is a thing, don't say I didn't warn you. So you've been up for a while, is what I got from that. It's like, you can sleep in today, you know. It's not even 9 o'clock yet. What's up? What's on your mind? A lot of things. Am I one of them? I'm always one of them. Oh, thanks. Thanks, friend. But do you, joking aside, you want to talk about it? Yeah. Right, of course. We have a pandemic going on around the world. Yeah, America was in flames. And it sparked a lot of turmoil and chaos right now. Yeah. Yeah, I know with our current employment situation is a little bit, not exactly the most secure, right? Well, you know what they say, one step at a time, one day at a time, and if it's not even a day, then one hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. One kiss at a time. I know I'm nasty, but you have to deal with it. I know it's a lot happening in the world right now. And I know with your personality, you want to... Yeah, I know you. I know you. And I will tell you what I know. You're the kind of person to take all of your personal needs and desires and shove them right down to the bottom of your heart. And you make everything else a priority. You make the well-being of the people around you. And I guess now it's like our community at large, our country, the world. But I'm here to remind you that each person goes through their own struggles, and I know it might sound selfish to you, that it might sound selfish to you, but you still need to put yourself first. You need to take care of yourself before you can take care of other people. Because what's going to happen, and I know because I've been there too, what's going to happen is you put out and you put out and you put out so much for everyone around you, and you neglect yourself. And that leads to compassion fatigue. That leads to getting burned out. And if things don't always go your way, that leads to disillusionment. You get tired and you feel like the fight isn't worthwhile. But it is worthwhile. And I'm fighting that fight right alongside you. The fight will always be there. There will always be a fight. I'm kind of like chuckling right now, but and maybe that's not the right thing to do. My point is that there will always be a fight. There will always be people out there getting the short end of the stick. And for us, we practice being grateful every day. We practice being able to love each other. And I know that I am. Sometimes I lose sight of the fact that I have such an amazing person who loves me, who I get to fall asleep next to every night. But I, in terms of framing all of this chaos and turmoil that's happening in the world right now, you know, I see that, and it really has allowed me to put into perspective exactly how lucky I am to have you, to be able to be here with you, to love you and be loved by you. And that's something so precious that I know that I will treasure even more than I have in the past. And every minute, every hour moving into the future. And I think what we can do is we take that energy, right? We take all of that goodness and love and hope and wholesomeness, and I maybe this is optimistic thinking, or maybe it's naive thinking, but I mean, what do we have? Like, thinking negatively isn't going to help the situation, right? Because these problems that are happening in our society right now, they're ones that will always happen. Like, they'll always persist. But the qualities that we have right now, those will always exist in the world as well. And what we can do is we can give back to our community by spreading the love that we have. You know? And we do a little bit. We do a little bit every day to help the people around us. And we do a little bit every day to help us as well. And there's a lot to be done, but we have our whole lives and we have each other to do them. I love you too. I love you so much. And I don't want to see you sad. It's the last thing that I want. I want to see your smiling face all the time. I want to be able to smile with you and laugh with you and cry alongside you. And the fact that we can have this conversation right now makes me love you all the more. No matter what obstacles come our way, we can get through them. You can get through them. I can get through them. And maybe it's not even about getting through them. It's about triumphing. Being triumphant. And I know, like, looking back in hindsight, there might always be things that we think we could have done better, or choices that we could have made. But everything's clear in hindsight. And for all the things that we're not able to do the first time, sometimes we won't get a second chance. And I think it's valuable to just be proud of what we did do and let go of the rest. And if we do have an opportunity to try it again, then we'll know what we can do better, right? So don't forget to take care of yourself and love yourself. Because I can love you, but that's only part of it, right? You have to love yourself and allow your, and in doing that, you'll be able to do so much more than what you ever thought capable of. And that's you, right? Like, you'll be able to do more than whatever you thought capable of. I think I've always thought that you're capable of a lot more than you think you can do. And you inspire me every single day, waking up next to you, to become a better person, to work harder, work smarter, love deeper. I don't think you understand exactly how much I love you. I mean, the fact that you're willing to kiss me with my retainer in is like, oh, it's like already a feat in and of itself. So, you wanna go back to sleep or stay in bed a little longer, or go and spread your wokeness? Alright, come on. Let's get up. And I'll go make us some breakfast.